Hi, and welcome to the Wiseman's Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Angela Council. And with a background as a naturopath, I thought I knew exactly what happened to women when they reached menopause until I experienced it myself. I then realized that there was so much more to this time of life than what was written in the textbooks. I decided it was time to bring this stage of life out of the closet and to have some open and honest conversations with women who are going through the same journey. Wise Women's Conversation has been created to share information and experiences from other wise women in our community. Sit back and listen to the wise women speak. Hey there, it's Angela, and I'm back again for another episode of Wise Women's Conversation. Now, this week is just a short one, and it's just me. No conversations with other marvelous women this week. The reason why I thought I'd do this episode is just to explain a little bit about the term MAGA, why I use it, what it means, and what not to confuse it with. So the word MAGA itself, M-A-G-A, just as a word, means magic woman or wise woman in Sicilian. It also, in the Brazilian language, it also means sorceress. So it's got an essence of being magic and wise. Now, it's not to be confused with the acronym MAGA, all in capital letters, which is a slogan that's used by the Trump following over in America. It stands for Make America Great Again. And I do actually get quite a bit of not so great feedback when I use the word MAGA because he has taken that acronym. Now, I've actually had people tell me that I should not be using it, but knowing the true nature of where this word comes from, the true word, the proper word, it's not something that I want to really give up. I don't want some bigoted white man politician ruling how women show up in the world. So I will continue to use the word MAGA woman, but I also use the word wise woman, only because not enough people understand the term MAGA woman yet. But I've got a bit of a poem that I've put together about who the MAGA woman is. But before I do that, I just want to explain where the word came from and why I use it. So when I was trying to find a word to describe women in their mid-stage of life, I struggled. So I went out and I asked lots of different people, what word would you use? And, you know, some people were saying middle-aged, some people were saying senior, and all the words that came back to me really didn't sit very comfortably with me because I thought there was a real ageist bias around it. And really what it was doing was it was dismissing women in this mid-stage of life. So I wanted to find something that truly represented what this woman was in this stage of life. So I kind of started to do a bit of research, and in Greek mythology, they have a triple-headed goddess, which is the maiden, the mother, and the crone. And I knew a little bit about this, but I kind of thought that women that I was communicating with didn't fit into any of those categories. They weren't a maiden anymore. Many of them were still mothers, but they weren't active mothering anymore. So they were finding themselves away from being a mother. Some women had never been a mother. And then crone to me seemed to depict a much older woman, someone like my grandmother. So there seemed to be a gap. And when I looked into this a little bit more, I realized that when this was created, the Greek mythology was all written, and just even if we go back 100 or so years, women weren't living as long as what they are now. Women, you know, in the past only lived to about 50, which meant, you know, they were a maiden till they were about 14, then they became a mother, and then at around about, you know, 30, 32, they became a grandmother or a crone. So they weren't living very long. So obviously our lives are different. We live longer, generally live longer. On average, we're living, You know, I think our average lifespan for women these days is about 86 years old. So I plan to be around for a lot longer. I want to hit the 100 mark, I think. And I want to do it well, and I want to do it vitally. So that's where I needed to find a place where women fit. And the more and more women that I spoke to, the more and more women were telling me they didn't feel like they really fit. So as I said, I was looking for a word, and someone just said, why not use the word MAGA? And I said, well, what does MAGA mean? And she says, I don't know, but it sounds good. It sounds nice. And I think it means something about the mid stage of life. And I went, okay, fine, I'll go do a little bit more research on that. So I did a bit of research, and I found a little bit about an archetype called MAGA. And the archetype of MAGA was the wise woman. So women into this basically she was known as the wise woman. And then after that, a friend of mine came to me and told me about a dream that she had. And she knew that I was searching for a word to use. And she said, in this dream, an older woman came to her, and she was talking to her, and she shared a whole pile of wisdom with her. And then as she went to leave, my friend said to her, well, what's your name? Who are you? And she just turned around and said, I am MAGA. And so then my friend came and told me that, and I went, oh, wow, MAGA, that's the second time I've heard that word. So I'm thinking, this is something, there's something here. This word is being gifted to me from different places. And then on a third occasion, I was running one of my circles online, and I was using the word MAGA, and someone said, one of the participants said, oh, do you know what that word means? I said, well, I'm actually searching for the meaning. And she said, oh, it's a Sicilian word. We use it in Sicilian, and it means wise woman. So once I was told that, I knew that this was the word that I had to use. So I took that word, I used that word, I created a community around that word, which is the Facebook community called the MAGA Woman Project, because the project itself is about building a big community. My website's called the MAGA Woman Project. I had a magazine called the MAGA Woman Magazine. My YouTube channel is called MAGA Woman TV. So I adopted the word MAGA Woman. But as I said, at the moment, not everybody understands the term MAGA Woman. I'd love to get to the stage where it is common language that we call women in this mid-stage of life MAGA women. We're not there yet. So I will use the word wise woman and MAGA woman interchangeably, only because wise woman is a little bit more recognizable, and women can see the wise woman within themselves, but they can't always see the MAGA woman within themselves. So just before I finish up, I just want to share something with you that describes who the MAGA woman is. And this is something that I do, I use this quite often in my wise women circles, which used to be called MAGA women circles, but now I call them wise women circles. So just have a listen. The MAGA woman knows everything is a process. It is this process that is the source of healing, inspiration, and happiness, not the end result. The MAGA woman is learning to know, accept, and love every aspect of herself. The MAGA woman listens to her soul, being touched by life and her interactions with people, experiences, places, and nature. The MAGA woman has her heart wide open, diving deep into life and everything she does. The MAGA woman is courageous, bold, and at times irreverent, though this comes from a very severe and sincere and compassionate place. The MAGA woman feels her fears and doubts, insecurities, and concern, though commits wholeheartedly in every moment, as she knows deep in her core there is nothing to lose. The MAGA woman sees herself in all women and all women in herself, creating unity and strength. The MAGA woman has many roles in her life. The most important is the nurturing of her highest potential and the uplifting of her consciousness. The MAGA woman is both the key and the door. So I'd like to know from you, what does the term MAGA woman mean to you? What are your qualities of your MAGA woman that you already know? What qualities would you like to strengthen? I'd like to meet your Marga woman. So if you'd like to become a part of the Marga woman community, please just pop over to Facebook and put in the search bar Marga woman, M-A-G-A woman project. And you'll find a group called that and just request to join. There's a couple of questions you will need to answer before you'll be allowed into the group. I just need to make sure that I've got the right women coming in. As I said, there are some people that are using the wrong term for Marga woman, so I do need to just make sure that I've got the right people coming into the group. So please answer the questions and come in and share who you are, share your Marga woman with the rest of the community. So as I said, that was just a really short episode today, and I'll be back next week with another Wise Woman Conversations. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now. Well, did you enjoy listening to that Wise Woman's Conversation? Please let me know what you thought by leaving a comment on the Marga Woman Project website or giving the podcast a review in iTunes or wherever it is you're listening to this podcast. Please share this podcast with other wise women who you think would like to listen. And remember, you are a wise woman. I want to thank you for listening today, and until next time, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye.